The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh, yeah. And I know you're thinking, Zane, are you going to put Joe's ex-girlfriend on your show because you referenced it the other day? I'm not. Much to the chagrin of Rick from TC Paintball, he says, you don't have any hair on your ass if you don't put Ashley on your show. I can't do it. Diana, it would kill me. I already talked to her about it. She goes, no, not worth it. Don't do it. Get out of it. You know, it's nothing against her. But, yes, Joe, digging up all these old bones affected me and pissed me off badly and pissed her off badly while he skates with this overwhelmingly gushing support group. Fucking make me sick. Yeah, I gotta back that off. The boss has spoken. Anyway, why I'm here. The Ben and Eric Patreon podcast happened Thursday. I've got a free view for you now. This is the bet on Ben moment against Kate. Ben and Kate, we're teaming up. And man, there was a lot of dopey, silly moments in this thing. You're going to love this. And if you want the full show, including our new Ben's Shitty Twitter Jokes Joke Judge Blind Saul, you must go to my Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for just a month. Put me on probation. All right, I'm going to give you the $5. I'll give you the $5 or the $10. $10 is audio video. $5 is just audio. You better impress me. If you don't, cancel that shit. But if you like it, you got to let it ride. Let it ride, BTO. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you sign up for a year, I'll give you 10% off. And anybody can convert to a yearly at any time. So there you go. That's my big pitch. Enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recordings. No. Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Yeah.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. E-N. Ben.
Let's turn to one of our ladies. Let's go to the Duchess of New Jersey this time around.
Hello.
Good evening, Kate. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Excellent.
Hey, Ben.
Question. What is the first day of Lent? Ben, are you going to, or I'm sorry, Kate, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I'm going to bet on Ben. No. I went to Catholic school. Come on, man.
Yeah, but I'm not even a creaster. I'm not even that good. I don't even go on Christmas and Easter to church. I'm terrible. Oh no.
I will be shocked if you do not get this correct.
Seriously?
Yes.
Shit. I don't even know, man.
First day of Lent. You know what holiday what religious holiday Lent leads up to, right?
Easter Sunday.
Correct.
I believe.
That is correct.
Oh, no. How does... How does the beginning of Lent have an actual day? Like, that doesn't make... Oh, no.
It's like a prominent moment or day to start the Lenten season. Kyle.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Kyle, no more hints. No more hints, Kyle Ryan.
Oh, I didn't even know. Okay.
Good.
I wasn't even looking at the screen. So.
Okay, Ben, gonna need a guess.
I've got two days in mind.
Uh-huh. See?
But I've got Good Friday and Ash Wednesday in mind. I don't know if those are the right answer, either of them, but I know those are Catholic things.
Catholic things.
I think Good Friday is the Friday before Easter, so that would cancel that out. I'm going to say Ash Wednesday. Oh, I got it right. Wow.
You'd get there if you talked it out.
Holy
I was
going to
say Good Friday, but Good Friday, I think, is the Friday before Easter, right?
It is.
Correct.
It is, okay. Ben. You know more than you lead on. Come on.
I don't know about that.
All right, next question. Played for $2. What is the most commonly used punctuation mark? Kate, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I'm going to go against.
All right. I'm going to go with my gut on this one. You know, that time of the month where you start smelling like batteries. I'm going to say period.
Somebody show me the period. That is incorrect. What? And that matches Kate's answer. It is a comma.
What? Come on.
You can use multiple commas in a sentence.
A sentence could have like, when describing Ben and Bethany, the sentence could read, Ben and Bethany are shitty, comma, boring, comma, stupid, comma, pointless.
That's annoying,
period.
Comma.
All right, that is two. We're playing for four.
Damn.
What ends when the winner breasts the tape? And that's BREASTS, like breasts, but, you know, not like, that's just what they call it. What ends when the winner breasts the tape? Kate, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Against.
That's a good call, because I don't know what the fuck that even means. Breasts the tape?
That's what is described that in the question. What ends when the winner breasts the tape?
Wow. Hanukkah. I don't know.
Somebody show me Hanukkah. Did you think Hanukkah because we had a religious question on the previous one? And
no, I thought Hanukkah because Hanukkah lasts for a certain period of time.
No, you fucking idiot. The answer is a foot race.
Like bust.
Yeah. I thought you said winner. I thought you said winner, like WINTER.
No,
actually, that's what I thought you said too, Eric. I thought you said winter.
Yeah, me
not
too.
Not winner.
All right, well, whatever.
You know,
I'm going to give it to
her. That enunciation.
That is
winner.
I'll take it.
No, that's bullshit. It's context. You fucking morons don't know context. That's the problem.
A pronunciation.
You have to listen to if you spoke properly. Kate,
fuck off,
understand.
Dean.
All right, that is Eric. If you said
I know how to pronounce winter and winner.
That's right. I heard winter.
I got your question 100%, man. I understood.
Thank you,
I
Jason.
Heard winter and I heard rest instead of rest.
I understood, Derek.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what.
It doesn't matter because I won, so yeah, I don't care. I'll tell you I'm going
to
keep going.
I'll start to I'll spell them out for you, dipshits. Here we go.
Very
what was the
slowly.
Eric, I got the point, Eric.
Shut up.
Next question. What is the largest city in Alaska? Kate, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I'm going to bet. Oh, I want to bet on him so badly. I'm going to bet on you, Ben.
Oh, no. This is where the game ends. I am not good at geography. I only know two cities in Alaska.
Yeah. What are they?
At least you heard of Alaska. That's good.
What are those cities in Alaska that you've heard of?
Anchorage and I think Juneau is one of them. Juneau can't be... I'm going to go with my gut and say, oh, God, this is bad. Anchorage.
Somebody show me Anchorage. That is correct.
Oh, wow.
Yay. I knew you could do it, Ben.
Whew. Well,
is Anchorage the capital?
I'm pretty well, you know, I don't know. I guess it could be Juneau.
Everybody's shaking their head. No,
Juneau.
You know? Okay. Mm-hmm. I mistakenly, I don't know how this happened because I've got a blanket email. Did not invite Blue Stain Rob. So if you're watching, I'm sending it off to you now. You can catch the last of the show. Okay. All right. That's $8 in the bank for Kate.
Kyler's screen is black and white. It looks like he's in a documentary for Kim Jong-un.
Hi, I'm Kim Jong-un. I'm the former leader of North Korea and the chosen one. And I have a nuclear arsenal at my disposal. I blew Dennis Rodman. And,
yes.
Who was the first United States billionaire? All I need is a last name. Actually, no, I don't. I need his full name. Who was the first U.S. billionaire? Are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Against.
Okay, Ben.
Well, my brain makes me want to immediately go towards one person. But since you said... You need a first. That makes it super tricky. I feel like I won't know who this person is. Man, I'm gonna say Bill Gates.
Somebody show me Bill Gates. Sorry, that is incorrect. Amanda might know this one. And she wants to show off. So go ahead, please, Amanda. Tell us who was the first U.S. billionaire, please.
Well, I know the last name. It was the first, when you said it had to be the full name, it threw me off. Because I want to say something like John D. Rockefeller. Is it close? Is it a Rockefeller?
You got it correct.
Okay.
Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right. Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay and that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I don't know how he made his money, if it was steel or railroads or oil.
Yeah, what the hell?
Back then, there was a handful of people that made a ton of cash. He was one of them.
Before my time.
Way back then. All right.
I'll know who the first trillionaire is, because that's going to happen in my lifetime.
There isn't one yet. No kidding.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Just wait for Bitcoin.
Okay. $16 is what we have for Kate. Kate, I'm guessing, is going to keep playing. What state can you see if you look east across the Mississippi from St. Louis? So you're in St. Louis, Missouri. You're looking across the Mississippi River. And then on the other side of it, what state is there? Kate, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I'm going to bet against Ben.
You seemed like you were having trouble deciding on that one.
Raise your hand if you know it.
Nobody raise their hand, please. That's going to make me feel stupid.
There's a few.
Oh, no. I'm going to. Oh,
you get this wrong. If you get this wrong, Kate gets $32.
Son of a bitch. People shouldn't know these types of questions. This should be. Everybody should.
People, did you say people should not know these types of questions?
Yes. The only people that should know are people that like live there, because they actually can look across it and see it.
I don't know. People who might look at a map from time to time and know that there's a gigantic river right there.
Oh, God. I don't even know where the Mississippi runs
from. Oh, dear God.
I'm going to say Kansas. Why is that such a funny answer?
At least they got a state.
We were looking for we're looking for the state of Illinois, Ben.
Oh,
that divides Missouri and Illinois.
Okay, I don't know.
So the river starts
geography.
That fucking river starts in Minnesota and then it ends in New Orleans. Well, Louisiana.
Okay,
I think New Orleans. Okay, and we're playing for $50 here.
Ooh.
All the marbles. Wait,
already?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Final question. What are the only two numbers that will divide into the number 17 evenly? What are the only two numbers that will divide into the number 17 evenly? Kate, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Against. Sorry, Ben. Against.
Adam's like, oh.
This is confusing.
There's only two numbers that will divide into 17 evenly. What are they? Like, you know, if I like divided a 2 into 5, it wouldn't divide evenly. It'd be 4 point something. But there's only two numbers that will do that. You need to give me those two numbers. Kate thinks you are not going to get it right. If you fuck this up, it's $50.
Well, she's got the money. Because my brain might explode on this one. I'm confused on this one.
Talk it out, Ben. Maybe it'll come to you, buddy.
Well, I mean, you said evenly. Like 34 divided by 2 is 17, but then 68 divided by 4 is 17. So,
what we're asking you to do though is divide into 17. We're asking you for the two numbers that would go into 17 evenly.
What? I thought I was just doing that.
This is like watching me and Kevin do math in high school.
It's like watching Eric do math.
Oh, by the way, I just heard, like, I've heard of the term Common Core before, but I just heard that Common Core doesn't allow you to carry a 1 when you're like doing long division or multiplication or whatever it is. When it's long division, yeah.
That's weird. I've never quite understood the whole concept and why it even happens.
Yeah, I definitely, it makes me not want to have kids because it sounds so bad.
Megan, however, says
Common Core is amazing. Uh-huh. It's awesome.
Yeah. Right. What is good about it? I don't know a damn thing about this.
I've never been able to do long division in my life. I sat down to teach my son. My best friend taught me first. Like, we use this box method, and for the first time in my entire life, I could do long division. My dad and I sat at the table. I cried so much over math homework, and I love it. I love it. It's so good. I don't like doing math, but it's...
Okay. Looks like Kent. Kent loves it, too. Shit. I don't know what... I'll have to look into this shit.
I was doing long division according to my grandma when I was in first grade.
Well, then you should have no problem with this question, Ben.
You're a fucking dork.
I know.
Who's a dork, Ben?
Yeah.
Okay, Ben. What are the only two numbers that will divide into 1 and 17 evenly? This is going to be our last question of the night, no matter what, whether you get it right or wrong.
1 and 7? I thought you only said 17.
No, no, no. I said, what are the only two numbers that will divide into 17 evenly?
That was one.
You just said 1 and 17 a second ago.
Okay, let me read it again. What are the only two numbers that will divide into 17 evenly?
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna get this wrong, so I might as well just say a couple numbers.
Okay.
I'll say 34 and 2.
I inadvertently gave you the answer. It's 1 and 17.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. God damn it.
How dumb are you?
17.
Jesus, Eric.
Wait.
Honestly.
It was the evenly that threw him off. If Eric had said what numbers will divide into 17, what whole numbers will divide into 17, that would have been easier.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Don't say that.
Evenly, you're thinking even.
2, 4, 6, 8.
It is even. It goes in perfectly. Both of them. 1 and 17 goes in evenly.
Not an even.
Yeah, but so does 34 and 2. You divide.
No, it does not.
What? Divide 34 by 2 and it's 17.
No.
Oh my God, Ben.
Evenly, there's no decimal points or anything. It evenly divides into 17.
Okay, if I do this.
Oh, Eric, you shouldn't math either.
Okay, here's 17.
This is not going to go good.
What numbers will go into 17 evenly?
I can't even.
One will go into 17 evenly, and 17 will go into 17 evenly with no decimal point.
Yeah, but what? So is 34 divided by 2 or 68 divided by 4?
Yeah, let it go. Let it go.
All equals 17, man.
Look at Chris. Let it go. Look at Chris.
And congrats. Chris's head may have exploded.
And then I fucked it up by saying, yes. I actually said the answer. I go 1 and 17. And then it tipped him off. All right, I'll tell you what. This is what I'm going to do.
Well, it doesn't matter because here's the thing, Eric. Take that money and donate it back to the food thing. So.
Oh wow! Well, now that's sweet.
I do that.
That's sweet.
No, that is. That's where it should go.
That is super nice. Wow. Well.
Ben's still contemplating the answer.
Well, you can see the smoke coming out of Ben's ears. Like just.
Okay. Let me.
Mike, can you grab a picture of Ben and then put like smoke coming out? Like just do some kind of gift or something where it just comes out.
I'm gonna actually,
the best part of it is that Ben seems like he thinks he's just completely 100% right. And I don't even know how you even graduated high school by that answer.
Oh, that's mean.
So you're saying 34 divided by 2 isn't 17 evenly. 17.
It's asking what two numbers are that go into 17 evenly, not 34 or 2. Those are nothing to do with the problem.
It's a misleading question.
It's two numbers.
The hell it is.
Yes.
And it's 34 divided by 17 or 34 divided by 2 equals 17.
No,
it's Ben. Not divided by, Ben.
Goes into, like Stevie said.
What about negative 1 and negative 17? Oh, there's more numbers. Son of a bitch. If you divide negative 17 by negative 1, you get 17. Oh shit!
Oh my god!
World star.
That answer's wrong. Now you got to throw that one out. It's minutia because there's
look at that second thing there. It says one. It's in 17 is a prime number. It has two factors. One in itself. Those are only two numbers which can divide perfectly into 17.
Not evenly. That's what threw you.
Yeah, that's exactly what got him.
Are you looking at this? There you go.
Fuck math.
So if I had not included the word evenly, this would have worked out.
No.
No, but.
It would have been clearer, I think.
All right. Well, whatever.
Goodness.
That was fantastic. That made me so happy. All right. The Beatles. All right. And you know it's gonna be. Okay, that's it. Thank you for checking out the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast Freeview. Patreon.com/Eric Zane for more. Thank you. Bye-bye.